June 23. No chain is stronger than its weakest link. Likewise, if you fail in the day-to-day program, in all probability, it will be at your weakest point. Great faith and constant contact with God's power can help you discover, guard, and undergird your weakest point with a strength not your own. Intelligent faith in God's power can be counted on to help you master your emotions, help you to think kindly of others, and help you with any task that you undertake, no matter how difficult. Am I a master of my emotions? Meditation for the day. You need to be constantly recharged by the power of the Spirit of God. Commune with God in quiet times until the life from God, the divine life, by that very contact, flows into your being and revives your fainting spirit. When weary, take time out and rest. Rest and gain power and strength from God, and then you will be ready to meet whatever opportunities come your way. Rest until every care and worry and fear have gone, and then the tide of peace and serenity, love and joy will flow into your consciousness. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may rest and become recharged. I pray that I may pause and wait for the renewing of my strength. Letting go of old beliefs. Try harder. Do better. Be perfect. These messages are tricks that people have played on us. No matter how hard we try, we think we have to do better. Perfection always eludes us and keeps us unhappy with the good we've done. Messages of perfectionism are tricks because we can never achieve their goal. We cannot feel good about ourselves or what we have done while these messages are driving us. We will never be good enough until we change the messages and tell ourselves we are good enough now. We can start approving of and accepting ourselves. Who we are is good enough. Our best yesterday was good enough. Our best today is plenty good too. We can do who we are. We can be who we are and do it the way we do it today. That is the essence of avoiding perfection. God, help me let go of the messages that drive me into the crazies. I will give myself permission to be who I am and let that be good enough. Going to the brook to be. Madeline goes to her favorite brook, about a 10-minute walk from Crosswicks. The path becomes full of tussocks and hummocks. My legs are etched by the thorns of blackberries, brambles, and wild roses. Earlier this summer, the laurel burst from snow into fire, and a few weeks later, we found a field of sweet, wild strawberries. And then there are blueberry bushes, not very many, but a few taller than I am, and to me, infinitely beautiful. I go to the brook because I get out of being, out of the essential. So I'm not like the bush then. I put all my prickliness, selfishness, interredness into my isness. We all tend to, and when we burn, this part of us is consumed. When I go past the tallest blueberry bush, where my twine is tied to one of the branches, I think that the part of us that has to be burned away is something like the dead wood on the bush. It has to go, to be burned in the terrible fire of reality until there is nothing left but our ontological selves, what we are meant to be. I go to the brook and my tensions and frustrations are lost as I spend a happy hour sitting right in the water and trying to clear it of the cloggy debris left by a fallen tree.